Good afternoon. In March 2012, the Minnesota Department of Health, or MDH, was notified of an unexplained death of a 48-year-old male found dead in his residence. 2 days prior, he had slurred speech, and he seemed ill to his family, but he refused transport to the hospital. He had a history of morphine therapy for back pain, and the family was worried about abuse of this medication. Initial autopsy signs showed suspicion of pneumonia, and the case was referred to MDH's Unexplained Death and Critical Illness of Possible Infectious Disease Etiology Program, also known as UNEX. Upon further testing, Haemophilus influenza was cultured from the blood. Also, the post-mortem morphine levels were within toxic range. However, on the death certificate, the cause of death was listed as pneumonia. There was no mention of opioid use, and therefore, this death was not captured in MDH's opioid death surveillance. As is true nationally, Minnesota has observed a rapidly increasing trend of deaths from opioids. On this graph, the top line indicates drug overdose deaths from opioid pain relievers from 2000 to 2015 in Minnesota. The interaction between opioids and infectious disease pathophysiology is well described. Opioid users have a higher incidence of infectious disease, even when opioids are taken at prescribed levels. The objectives of this study were to describe unexplained deaths with possible infectious disease etiologies and opioid levels on autopsy, and to describe deaths investigated by UNEX but not counted by the opioid death surveillance from the state. We looked at MDH, UNEX, and opioid surveillance data from 2006 to 2015. We reviewed UNEX surveillance investigated deaths for any mention of opioid use in toxicology or autopsy reports. We then further identified cases with toxic opioid levels as described by the medical examiners. We also reviewed opioid death surveillance cases from the state to compare with UNEX detected cases. Opioid death surveillance in the state is based on death certificate codes, so it looks for a combination of overdose codes and opioid codes to identify cases. The UNEX system looks for unexplained deaths in a Minnesota resident. They need to have pre- or post-mortem findings suggestive of an infectious disease. The UNEX system investigated 2,272 infectious disease-related deaths from 2006 to 2015. Of these deaths, 58 included opioid use. Opioid death surveillance captured 2,249 opioid toxicity-related deaths. So of the 58 deaths, including opioids, detected by the UNEX system, 19 deaths had non-toxic opioid levels per the medical examiners. 39 deaths had toxic opioid levels per the medical examiners. But of these 39 deaths, 16 or 41% were captured in opioid death surveillance as well as the UNEX system, and 23 deaths were captured only in the UNEX system. Of the 58 UNEX deaths with opioid use, 32 or 54% had evidence of pneumonia. A pathogen was identified in 20 of these cases, including Streptococcus pneumoniae, Haemophilus influenza, and influenza A virus. These are not pathogens that would typically kill previously healthy younger adults with access to health care. Of the 32 cases with pneumonia, 41% had a history of drug abuse, 22% had a history of chronic pain, and 9% were undergoing monitored methadone treatment therapy. Of 39 deaths with toxic opioid levels, which should all have been captured in statewide surveillance, only 16 were, where 23 were not. So why were these 23 deaths not captured in opioid death surveillance? For 20 missed cases, it was simply because there was no mention of opioids on the death certificates. Most of these cases had profound infectious disease pathology, usually pneumonia. And for the other three missed cases, the death certificates mentioned some sort of overdose or opioids, but they lacked the appropriate phrasing to translate into the exact codes that the system was looking for. So in conclusion, we found evidence of opioid and infectious disease interactions in unexplained death cases, especially in pneumonia cases. Opioids could be playing a role in mortality, even at routine levels. Understanding these interactions might better inform future opioid-related mortality prevention efforts. And additionally, unidentified opioid deaths missed by opioid death surveillance. Thank you.